بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are studying this chapter of Amar bil Ma'ruf wal Nahi ani Munkar, that it is farz-e-ayn that we should maintain the true, the correct, what is right, and forbid that what is evil. We read the hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had foretold that rulers will be appointed upon the ummah, and they will be such that some of the actions people will approve of them and the others people will disapprove. And the one who disapproves of the evil actions, he will have absolved himself. While on the other hand, the one who rejects the evil actions will be saved from divine punishment. But others will be pleased with the evil actions and follow them. Those are the people who will be destroyed. The Sahaba then asked, should we not wage war against them? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, as long as they establish salah. So with regard to that, a further commentary, this hadith teaches us that a Muslim should reject and disapprove of sin, because to be pleased with sin is also sinful. So wherever we see any wrong being done, as a Muslim, it is our duty that we should reject it. And we should make it known that this is wrong. Just by keeping quiet and just and worse, to be pleased with the wrong, with the sin, that is, to be pleased with the sin is also sinful. Well, so anything we see, especially within our homes, where each one of us has got some authority, there we should see the clothing of the children, functions that are being held, functions that we attend, etc. There shouldn't be anything where the laws of Allah Ta'ala are being broken. If they are and we just condone it, we keep quiet about it, then we are sinful as well. We should show our disapproval, and as much as we can, we should stop it. And at least the disapproval, and if we don't have all that power, then at least we should, the dislike of it must be in the heart. Not that we are pleased with it in the heart, that is very dangerous. Muslims are required to obey their leaders as long as they establish salah. Namaz is the most salient feature. So if the leaders of the Muslims, they establish salah, then they should be obeyed. Otherwise, because salah is a salient, is a sign of Islam, and differentiates between faith and disbelief. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, that namaz is the thing that differentiates between a believer and a non-believer. So that is the most important salient feature. If the leaders of the Muslims establish that, then obey them, as though you dislike the wrong that they are doing. Ulama have extended this to other injunctions. That is, other salient features like the Hajj, etc. All these things, as long as they establish all the salient features of Islam and they do not change them, as long as leaders do not modify the salient features of Islam, it will not be permissible to wage war against them. That is the major and the primary the signs of Islam. If the leaders of the Muslims establish them, then follow them, follow them, and do not wage war against them. The reason for this is that waging war against Muslim leaders is a cause of greater calamity and differences. When you will wage war, we know well, very well, that what and what war entails. So if that takes place, then there will be more harm than good. And this is a very important thing, that in all matters we judge that whether there will be more harm or good. In stopping the evil, and that causes more harm, at that time rather disapprove of it, but do not do anything about it when it will cause more harm. At times it results, for example, in the house, it results in divorce, etc., or in children running away from home and becoming drug addicts, etc. So we try to do one good, but we cause another nine just evils. So that we must be careful. We must judge the situation and see where the best we can get out of it, which results in more harm than the sins they commit. Etc. exercising patience is therefore advisable in such situation. At such situations, disapprove of the evil, hate it in the heart, and still look for opportunity to correct it, but do not cause more harm. Sometimes we want to remedy a situation, and in the process we cause more harm. That we should be careful about. So we should consider it very carefully, every situation, and we should think about it ourselves, make mashura with others, and as far as possible we should try and put things right and stop the evil. That the basic thing is that the evil must be checked all the time. If it is not checked, it will overpower everyone, it will overpower us also. We will get involved in evil as well. Therefore, very important to check the evil and stop it, which is a thing which by and large we are neglecting all the time. It's necessary that we start step by step to try and check all the evil, discourage it, speak out against it, etc. And the easy way is to start ta'aleem in the house. And from the ta'aleem, you can express and explain all these things. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.